2014 Commodity Classic happening in San Antonio, Texas. My first time to Texas, but Rochelle Tebear is with me now from John Deere. And Rochelle, what is FarmSight?
So John Deere FarmSight is our approach to how we think technology and farming can come together in a whole new way to help farmers be more productive, maybe spend more time with their families, make more money, and overall just have a better experience as farming moves into the future.
All right, so how do we do that?
Well, it really starts with some basic stuff. If you think about what farmers do every day, they get up in the morning, they plan their work, they get out to the field, and they actually get seeds in the ground, they monitor their crops, they take the crops off, and they market their grains, right? That's the traditional kind of person that we're going to see here at this particular show. We believe that technology embedded in those machines, technology that they can add to their machines that collects data, that allows for that data to move seamlessly to their cloud account, where they can share it with whomever they decide to help them make better choices, better decisions, can save them time, save them money, and eventually produce maybe some better results when they're actually trying to market that grain.
Well, that sounds like, you know, one of the things that, you know, you love about farmers and growers is it's very time consuming. It's a lot of hard work, but it sounds like we're allowing them to be able to do more.
Exactly. So if you think about technology, let's go back about 10 or 12 years ago. We came out with this technology called AutoTrack. And AutoTrack really started to relieve a lot of stress from the person who was responsible for operating that machine. It made the rows of corn be straighter. It allowed the combine to be able to monitor other functions rather than worrying about whether or not you were filling the whole head with the soybeans that you were trying to cut. That was that generation of technology. Now that we've got all of our operators comfortable with AutoTrack, leveraging that technology, they can do more in their cabs. So we've brought more technology into the cab to allow them to monitor more information, to collect more information easier with higher resolution, higher fidelity. And now that allows them to then have that data that they have collected and use that to make a better decision next time. So it's really helping them be more efficient and ultimately more effective in how they make decisions, why they make the decisions that they make, and then reap the rewards of those. What's really cool about this, though, is that from our perspective, we want our customers and our farmers to absolutely be in control. They're the ones who decide what they're going to buy, how they're going to use it. Our job is to listen to them, make it as simple and as easy as possible so that they can achieve whatever goals they set for themselves in their operations.
Well, I'm assuming, and this is probably true, that like the tractors, like the combines, like the planters, you do a little testing of your growers. How's that going? And I'm assuming you're doing it.
Yes, absolutely. Just like we go to the field and we test the latest design of an engine or a transmission, we're testing all the designs on this technology as well. And I got to tell you, the farmers are liking what we're bringing to them. We're listening to what they're telling us about. We want it easier. It needs to be simple. I got to teach my granddad to use it. I got to teach my kid to use it. I got to teach some other person I'm going to hire and pay $10 an hour to use it. It's got to be easy. So we're doing a lot of work to make sure that it's simple, it's easy, and it really allows for ultimate control of the person who's paying the bills. So whether they're sitting in their office or their pickup truck, they want to check in on somebody's operation in the tractor or the combine, they can do that. They want to come by and see what's going on, that's fine, but they can also be kind of, you know, big brother watching their own operation and keeping track of how things are going.
Well, and then let's talk about what... Where can the technology be used? So what model tractors and combines and all of that? What equipment, basically, can you use this in, and what year model years?
So embedded in all of our tractors, it started in 2011. Okay, so the ability to have the telecommunications from your tractor to the cloud and back started in 2011. But we've actually been able to develop kits of hardware that you can retrofit backwards to way older models of tractors, combines, sprayers, forage harvesters, cotton equipment, you name it, there's probably some way that we can light up your fleet that's green with this technology. The nice part about our system is that it fully integrates all what's going on with the machine. So if you want to know how much fuel's in it, we can tell you. If you want to know what gear you're in or how fast you're going or how much throughput's coming through that combine, it can tell you that information. So that's one part of the technology. There's more stuff on the horizon. We're really excited. That stuff's still in testing, so I'm not going to talk about it today, but we're really excited with the test cooperators that we have trying this stuff. Best thing that a customer can do today is start a My John Deere account. That is the first step to being able to unlock the potential of the technology that is on the horizon to help drive better efficiency, better economies, and really better control for anybody who wants to use it.
And it sounds like a better bottom line.
That's absolutely their goal, and we think that we can help them achieve that.
All right, she's Rochelle Tebear, and we are with John Deere at the 2014 Commodity Classic. I'm Leah Guffey.